Ghost Horse Prelude. Epigraph from the Shia Revival, Vali Nasr, page 132. In other words, conventional means of repelling the Iraqi invasion were hard to come by. Many nights during the war, Iranian soldiers would wake up to see a white shrouded figure on a white horse blessing them. These apparitions were professional actors sent to boost morale. The common soldiers, often peasant boys raised in an atmosphere of simple piety, would then carry the tale to their relatives and friends in the villages and towns, if they lived to make it home. The volunteers fought not for nation but for faith, or perhaps it would be better to say that they made no distinction between the two. What to make of this phantom writer? Constructed like a poem, does the quasi-religious narrative dare readers to ask if he really happened? The horse he rode ate real hay, drank real water, and took real shits near the front line of the Iran-Iraq war. At least a few real soldiers on watch must have questioned the apparition, like Hamlet after seeing Banquo's ghost. Sufficiently inspired, tens of thousands of Iranians marched to their death on the threshold of enemy territory, inevitably wrapped in white sheets, extending the material, so to speak. Thus, rather than words, the white space between poems haunts these pages, meaning the artifice intentionally seeks to shock and awe the reader into submission, crossing into rhetoric by faith, going home to tell others what happened on their metaphorical road to Mecca. Dare I proclaim the Ayatollah Khomeini Iran's greatest contemporary poet? Indeed, I doubly dare. Consider how he founded the revolution upon a version of Plato's idealized republic. Instead of outright banning nefarious poets from the state, he appropriated the spiritually transformative power of the lyric. Thus the ghost horse replaces the poem, making real things happen, often in real time, as opposed to the mere make-believe stories of dragons and birds, coom midwives, conducting C-sections in the Shahnameh. Hoofbeats strike so loudly upon the earth of the old country, ordinary couplets in the Persian tradition pale in comparison. Mark me, says the horseshoe trail, through the mud, the blood, and the living history. Scan the long single line and you'll hear the fatalistic music of a prophet. Say the imprint fills with snow. Look closer and find a Persian portrait in miniature. The idea of a country, Iran Shar, the land of the Aryans, a single strand of the Ayatollah's beard, a blank page upon which to transcribe, memorize ghazals of Hafez, the transportality of myth, as a wounded man drags his one-legged body home from the war through the depths of winter to describe the sighting of the horse to his village.